Well, I got me stool, took a load off my shoes, made Mavis an offer that she couldn't refuse. She says, how'd you like to go for a ride with me and old Sloan? I just had my truck washed. She allowed us out, sounded like a whole lot of fun, but we was gonna have to wait until the dishes was done. And was it all right with me if she brought along her mother as a chaperone? I said, why not? Well, we geared that tranny into super low, and the four of us went to see a picture show. Yeah, I took him to the drive-in theater over by Pisgah to see True Grit. Saw the late, late show, old Sloan hit the sack, and then along about 2 o'clock, I hauled him on back to the old home filler up and keep on the truckin' cafe. Eight stools and a promise. Got a real nice place there.
You bet. Best places to eat right there. The old home filler up and keep on a trucking cafe. I think I've been there. The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 30 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM-trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM-certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stop at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Rain, snow, tornadoes, high winds, flood warnings. We're seeing it all across the nation this week.
In Florida.
So it looks like that three-frontal tornado threat is mostly over.
The Walton County Sheriff's Office says high winds and tornadoes blew off the roofs of homes. One person died and two others were critically injured after a suspected tornado struck a mobile home park in Claremont, North Carolina, north of Charlotte. A possible tornado knocked down several old brick storefronts in downtown Bamberg, South Carolina, and in New York City. Officials evacuated nearly 2,000 migrants housed at a tent complex as winds whipped and threatened to grow as strong as 70 miles an hour. I'm Donna Water.
A storm that began Monday buried cities across the Midwest in snow, stranding people on highways. House Republicans are trying to prove Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is derelict in his duty as he deals with the surge of migrants at the border. An impeachment hearing begins today in a House committee. The Pentagon spokesman, Major General Pat Ryder, is talking about why Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospital stay was kept secret for days, even from the White House.
Senior administration and defense officials were not told for days about this. Ryder says a review has started.
This review is going to help us get to ground truth in a holistic way. So that we can learn from it, importantly, but also ensure that we're doing better next time.
The White House Chief of Staff is ordering cabinet secretaries to notify his office if they ever can't perform their duties. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the West Bank. He spoke to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas this morning, telling him, according to a spokesman, that the U.S. supports tangible steps towards the creation of a Palestinian state. This is AP News. Meta is talking about what it says it's doing to protect teenagers.
Meta says it will start hiding inappropriate content from teenagers' accounts on Instagram and Facebook. Meta says that while it already aims to not recommend such age-inappropriate materials to teens, such as posts about suicide, self-harm, and eating disorders, Meta will now also not show such posts in their feeds, even if it's shared by an account they follow. Teen users, provided that they did not lie about their age when they signed up for Instagram or Facebook, will also see their accounts placed on the most restrictive settings on the platforms, and they will be blocked from searching for terms that might be harmful. Meta's announcement comes as the company faces lawsuits from dozens of U.S. states for contributing to the youth mental health crisis and harming young people. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Gas is $3.07 a gallon this morning, down 2 cents in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Forecast details coming up and a look at the weather-related announcements as well on this Wednesday morning from WRCO and WRCE.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man large-scale recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's Ace has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, Walsh's can help. Walsh's always has buy two, get one free deals on chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match for something new. Is propane your choice? Walsh's Ace refills and exchanges cylinders. Get ready for tailgates to holidays at Walsh's Ace Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 31. Northwest winds around 10 miles per hour as we dig out today. Snow likely 1 to 2 inches tonight. Maybe isolated areas of 3 inches of snow this evening overnight. A low of 21. Thursday, 29. Flurries possible in the morning. And then Thursday night, 19. An inch or so possible into Friday. And another 3 to 5 on Friday. High of 29. No watches or warnings for Friday at this point. And then cold temperatures Saturday, 17. A high of just 2 on Sunday. Right now in Richland Center, we are at 30 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise. That is a winter forecast right there.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
No change since early this morning. 2-hour delays for the Ithaca District. No 4K at Ithaca. Fenimore, Lafarge, the Richland District, all 2 hours late today. In the Richland District, that includes St. Mary and Eagle. There's no AM early childhood and no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. River Valley School District with a 2 hour delay with St. Luke's and St. John's included. Also 2 hours late, Riverdale, Waseca, Steuben, and Weston will start at 9:50 this morning. Vark routes are 2 hours late. Richland County meal sites will be open and there will be home delivered meals. The only exception is the Germantown location, which will be closed and there will not be home deliveries. Grand County meal sites are closed. No home deliveries in Grant County, and the bus and taxi services are canceled. The Richland Center landfill will be closed today. Those are some of the latest that we have and some that are still pertinent as we get along on our way on this Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us for regular features here on the radio.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numbed the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next, all I know I couldn't stop. Word got around to the butterflies and the Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cold I raise you better, gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart. I wish I could be just a little less dramatic like a Kennedy when Camelot went down in flames. Leave it to me to be holding the matches when the fire trucks show up and there's nobody else to blame. Can't get revenge and keep a spotless reputation. Sometimes revenge is a choice you gotta make. My mama came from a softer generation where you get a grip and bite your lip just to save a little face. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I raise you better, gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart. Powder your nose, paint your toes, line your lips and keep them closed. Cross your legs, dot your eyes and never let them see you cry. Go and fix your makeup, well, it's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Call the rage, you better gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart.
Yeah. for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire.
Fire WRCO. Good morning. 7:16 the time. We'll get a little Hank time coming up in just a few minutes here today. He's made it in from the Boscobel area. Nice job there, Hank. Driving in here with the skis on the front of his car. But nonetheless, we've got some music to motivate Hank here today. This is one of his theme songs. The Soggy Bottom Boys on WRCO Radio. In addition to the school list today, Pleasant Ridge Waldorf in Viroqua will be under a two-hour late start today. We'll see what old Hank is up to. Also, birthdays and anniversaries are forthcoming this morning.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
The Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. Printed by Hennig Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars, they're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we understand that illness and injury don't make appointments. That is why our urgent care department is now open 7 days a week, no appointment necessary. For more information and urgent care hours, visit our website at richlandhospital.com. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, and healing for 100 years.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. Phil Nee, flying solo. The original man of constant sorrow is nowhere to be seen just yet. Hank Bray. We'll see if we can page him in the building and get him out here. As I look out, now that I got a little bit of a daylight out there, I can see it's kind of pretty in the trees, but really heavy. Some trees kind of took a toll from that snow. Some broken off limbs and trees that toppled and things like that. So right now, looking out, I'm thinking about my creative writing experience in my background and how I may have written some creative writing piece back in the day about the snow, about how flowery it is, flowery, and it looks like my mom's doily underneath the ashtray in the dining room. You know, I could see me getting a D minus on something like that back in the day. Joanne, any idea where Hank is this morning?
No, I haven't seen him. I did get a report from a driver going to La Crosse who said that from Boaz to Bosstown, it's scattered. And then up at the ridge by Torgerson's farm, it wasn't good. But once he got to the Vernon County line, it was all clear.
Okay. Thank you. So, unfortunately, your voice isn't all clear, but you're doing the best you can. So.
I'm trying. It's getting better, would you believe?
Yeah. You're not catchy. You're just speechless these days.
No, they said the cold I had last week irritated my asthma.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are kind of going through the same thing. Yeah. So, all right. Thanks, Joanne, for that update. And it's interesting because a lot of our crews did a good job this morning. And I talked to some commuters that head to Madison, and they said, hey, it was a good commute. So just kind of dependent. And Madison actually had maybe a little bit more violent snow than we did. It seemed like it hung around a little bit longer. But anyway, here he is. I'm going to have to give you a tardy slip today. What's going on?
I was on the phone, Philip.
You're on the phone?
Yep.
You mean you have other duties here at WRCO other than appearing with us at 7:20 in the morning?
I'm a little late.
Yeah, you are. Oh, well.
Who's on the phone?
Who was on the phone?
Yeah.
I wasn't on the phone. You were.
Was it Joanne?
Joanne was on the phone, yeah.
Is she okay?
Yeah, I don't know. Are you all right?
I'm good.
A little loopy this morning here.
I'm just busy.
Oh, okay.
Just busy. Had to finish my oatmeal.
Oh, is that right? It was. How's that diet going? Pretty well.
Doing well.
Good.
Doing well.
All right.
So, doing well. So
you're holding up your New Year's resolution then?
Quite
well.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So down 4 pounds already.
Really?
Yep.
That's good. You just cleaned out your pockets, right?
Lint.
Your lint. Yeah,
lint.
Exactly.
Lint.
Kleenexes and whatnot.
Yep. Yep.
You know what? I like oatmeal.
Yep.
I told you that. I kind of got hooked on it again, and I love to throw stuff in there. Probably you can't with your diet, but a little peanut butter in there.
Yeah, and the oatmeal sounds good.
Oh, yeah, and maybe some nuts of some sort,
yep.
You know, some walnuts or something.
Or just put your fingers in it because you're kind of nutty anyway.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, but oatmeal is good. I used to kind of not like it as a kid, but I've gotten kind of like
Yeah. Yeah, I like oatmeal. I do. I love the taste of it. So, and I actually like the texture of it.
Yeah,
so.
It's good. But I always liked malto meal, too. That's good stuff.
Malto meal is really good.
Yep.
Yeah, malto meal is really, really good. I used to have that when I was growing up as a kid. Love malto meal.
What's the chocolate?
It's chocolate malto meal.
Chocolate malto meal, yeah.
That's pretty good, too.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Yep. Yeah, June doesn't buy that for me. So.
Yeah, how is June doing?
She's doing all right. Now, don't go there. You don't even go in there enough this week. So
it's, go where?
It's the off season, so you just got
to. Well, they're used to the off season. You know, a good thing about the Vikings and the Bears fans, they can always reuse their clothes from year to year.
Oh, boy, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Because they're not worn out.
Watch it. So you get out in the public a little more, somebody can trip you and throw you in a snowbank.
They can,
yeah,
and just bury me, especially with this week's weather. So
mm-hmm.
It just crushed it right over.
Might get buried again a couple of times.
Yeah,
it
sounds like it.
Yeah,
so.
And that doesn't concern me as much as the cold coming in. I just
that's, you know,
I'm not a fan of that.
I'm not either. And it's going to get what a high of what
two on Sunday.
Well, I can count that high.
Yeah.
Can you?
Well, yeah, I think so. I used to be able to anyway.
Anyway, I love your new snow gauge.
Yeah, it's working out all right.
Yeah, it is.
We've been needing that for a while, so we've got a place to actually measure it.
I didn't think we had to go the other side of town to do it, but you know.
Well, you got to kind of be away from the buildings, though. You can't have the swirling snow and whatnot.
Yep. But, Joanne's with us again today.
Yeah, she made it back. Yeah. She made an appearance in your absence.
And so. She did. I was busy.
Yeah. I know. You were busy.
I was. I had been.
Making some big sale or something.
No, just trying to, you know, January and February, you're just trying to make sure everything is good and make sure copy is all good and stuff like that. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, don't forget to our sponsors out there. We have wrestling coming up in February if you're interested in that. And
mm-hmm.
Someone's calling. That's not June, is it?
No, not yet.
Oh, boy.
No.
So. But, you know, so we have wrestling. We're going to be there all. You and I are going to team up again.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, or is it jelly and peanut butter for you?
It's only the best that we can afford.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Maybe it's goober. Peanut butter and jelly together.
I'll put in a request to Madison and see what they offer us. But I'm guessing.
It's probably an empty lunch pail that we'll have to provide or something.
Right. Well, if you can bring hot water, we've got ramen noodles. You
yes,
know, so we
yeah,
could. Yeah.
That would absolutely destroy my diet.
Would it?
Oh, yeah.
Too much salt, I bet.
It's
right?
A lot of sodium in there. So anyway.
I like ramen noodles, though. You know, I used to.
I love ramen
people
noodles.
People are always like, oh, they turn up their nose. But when I was going to school, boy, that was, I could figure out how to make that.
Mm-hmm.
Fill the water to the fill line, and man, I had it. Voila.
Ramen noodles are good. I like ramen noodles. I do, so.
There used to be and I haven't seen this for years because I don't buy them or eat them, but at one time there was like a almost like a mac and cheese ramen noodles.
I haven't seen that.
I've not seen them since, so they must have went defunct or whatever.
Right.
But I used
yeah.
to.
They've got salsa, beef, chicken.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Salsa? I didn't know
salsa,
that.
Salsa. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So I worked in the prison for a long time, you know, and these inmates get canteen, and they have some wild, they make these out of chip. They make ramen noodles with chips, and they have some ramen noodles and hamburger, and it was pretty wild.
Really?
Yeah. So
kind of cooking with ramen noodles.
That was their main dish. So,
Okay. Well,
that or the cafeteria.
Uh huh.
So it's probably the ramen noodle.
A little spam once in a while.
Spam. They had lunch. It wasn't spam. It was a kind of like a log of meat, kind of like a summer sausage or whatever.
A meat log. Yeah. Okay.
You could say that.
Sure.
Yeah. So it was very interesting to see these boys cook.
Sure. Probably not a good thing, but if you mix a little spam with your ramen noodles, there you go. Voila.
Yeah. Voila.
There's
you got
a casserole.
Your protein. And, but no, they, and so it was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then They even made cookies.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. So they were pretty good at what they did. So, but
did you try any of their cookies?
No.
I was gonna say they might have thrown something in there.
Yeah. Didn't try enough of that. But I had my own lunch that I could not enjoy.
Uh huh. Right. Yeah.
So, but anyway.
Anything else I should know today?
Well, octopus and squids have beaks, Phil.
Octopuses and squids have beaks. Yeah. Thank you, Hank, for that.
I'm just letting you know.
Is that what you were trying to find out on the phone?
Yes.
Okay.
So, and that was true.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Is your cat still trying to kill you?
Last night she was laying on my chest, you know, because I was home looking at four walls, no games to cover, and... So she was sitting there. I don't know if she's trying to smother me or not. She's got that look on her face.
Did you know a cat can jump a height of 7 times its tail length?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So imagine this. Imagine a cougar.
Oh, I know.
You know, you think about that. That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, Annie, you know, Annie could stand to go on your diet, too, but I think she can still jump pretty good.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't have any knee replacements yet, does she?
No, I don't think she does. No, she likes to pick on poor Squirt.
Poor Squirt.
Yeah, she likes to hide, and then when he comes running by, she likes to pounce out and scare him. So
does he get scared?
Oh, yeah.
Poor Squirt.
And he goes, yipe!
So Squirt, I made a dog path I made a maze last night in my yard. Yeah, with my snowblower. Yeah, it doesn't matter. They go down to the steps, pee, can I come back right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
At least they made it to the steps. Squirt doesn't even go that far. He's like, step out the door.
Thanks, Dad.
Yep. Like, Squirt, go down the stairs.
Wait for Sunday.
Yeah.
Because it'll be really fast.
Oh, I know. I know. But I guess I said this morning, if I was in his shoes, he doesn't wear shoes.
If you're in his paws.
If I was in his paws, I probably would go about the same distance. You know.
Yeah.
When it's 2 degrees.
No, I would probably just go right out. I'd just open the door. That's so.
Oh, well.
All right, buddy. Have a great day. Sorry I'm late, everybody.
Ah,
I know
right.
that I was just.
Well, we were counting on you, but that's all right.
Hey. Imagine that. I've disappointed again.
Yep.
Everybody have a good day and be kind.
We'll have to dock his pay for a couple of minutes anyway today.
Parents, are you looking for a childcare and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905. Or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at BadgerlandFlooring.com.
Wiscote is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscote mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscote is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscote cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Some notes from this day in history. John D. Rockefeller incorporated Standard Oil back in 1870. 1967, President Johnson in his State of the Union address asked Congress to impose a surcharge in both corporate and individual income taxes to help pay for the Great Society programs. This day in history, celebrities born in this day include singer Rod Stewart, who is 79, and Boxing Hall of Famer and entrepreneur George Foreman, who is 75. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants, just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to Lori Rose, my bestest goddaughter from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret today. Lori celebrates a birthday today, and a happy wish as well going out to Dorella Ingebretson from Jay and Linda. Enjoy your special day. Today is the 10th of January. Other wishes include, here's one for Peggy Hampton from Schmidtwoodland Hills residents and staff. Richland Center Primary School with a birthday wish today for Parker Adams. Happy birthday to Timothy Otto from the United Methodist Church, and greetings to Bob Smutty and also to Ben Tejna. That goes out today from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier to Tony McCarville, Tiffany Hall, and Vern Geishert, all celebrating today. Happy birthday, Vern. Love from your entire family. To Dad and Grandpa Vern Geishert, from Amy, Lisa, Kim, and all the grandkids and great-grandkids, we love you. Have a great day. And happy birthday to Vern. Lots of love from Gloria. Good news this morning that baseball pitchers and catchers report February 14th. So start loosening up, Vern. Wishes as well for the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club on this Wednesday morning to Teresa Bailey, Nicole Baumkamp, Taylor Brownlee, Callum McIntosh, Kylie Schultz, and Derek Wallen, Carly Rosencrantz, and happy anniversary, Dave and Lorna Egner. Happy birthday wishes to Vern Geishert from all of your friends and family at Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Lori Rose, Peggy Hampton, and Tony Wheeler.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver, all at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
Better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We salute our couples celebrating in Southwest Wisconsin today. Here's Roy Clark on WRCO and WRCE.
We're not as young as we used to be. Baby, I don't mind. 'Cause growing old with you is gonna be complain. It ain't been easy, but don't you know, we still had sunshine even when it rained, and we've shared a love that you have known. And if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it with you. I wouldn't want to miss a thing.
Clark for our anniversary couples today on WRCO. The news update is next.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Earnest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Earnest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. News Time Today is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philbeck family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. 30 degrees at 7:45. Our news update today as we look at a daytime high possibly of 31 and then maybe another 1 to 2 inches of some snow expected tonight with isolated 3-inch totals. A few weather announcements to pass along. We'll do that next.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee, in for Joanne Krulatz, and here is what you need to know. First of all, school delayed 2 hours in the Boscobel School District. There will be no early release, so dismissal times 3:20 for the elementary students, 3:25 for middle and high school students. Ithaca schools remain under a two-hour delay. There is no AM4K. Fenimore, Lafarge, and the Richland District all 2 hours late. St. Mary's and Eagle, along with that Richland announcement, there's no AM early childhood and no 4K for Bethlehem Lutheran today. River Valley School District is under a two-hour delay. That includes St. Luke's and St. John's. Riverdale, Waseca Steuben, Weston, all 2 hours late. Weston classes will start at 9:50. And Pleasant Ridge Waldorf in Viroqua is running 2 hours late. Vark routes are delayed 2 hours. Richland County meal sites will be open, and there will not be any home-delivered meals today at Germantown, or Germantown site is closed. Otherwise, Richland County meal sites will be open, and there will be home-delivered meals, again, everywhere except Germantown. Grant County meal sites will be closed. No home-delivered meals, and the bus and taxi services are canceled. And the Richland Center landfill remains closed today. It will be open again on Saturday. Snow removal emergency in the city of Richland Center. That ended at 7 this morning. The village of Muscadet announced their snow removal emergency. That's in effect today until 10. Off-street parking is available at the laundromat parking lot, the swimming pool parking lot, and the lot at Riverside Park by the boat landing. No parking is allowed on any village street during the hours of the snow removal emergency, which again goes for a couple of more hours in the village of Muscadet. Police say two boys who were hospitalized last week after falling through the ice on a Madison area pond have died. Sun Prairie police say the 8-year-old and 6-year-old were hospitalized Friday in critical condition after first responders pulled them from a retention pond. Sun Prairie police said Monday that one of the boys died over the weekend, and the report stated the other boy's death was confirmed on Monday by the Dane County Medical Examiner, according to an assistant police chief. U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency Executive Director Joanne Cooley in Richland Center reminds foreign investors they must report U.S. agricultural land holdings. The Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosure Act requires foreign investors who buy, sell, or hold an interest in U.S. agricultural land to report their holdings and transactions to the USDA with the FSA County Office, where the land is located, within 90 days after the transaction. A report form FSA 153 should be filed to report holdings of agricultural land totaling 10 acres or more used for farming, ranching, or timber production, including leaseholds of 10 years. AFIDA reports there are also requirements for changes in land use, such as agricultural to non-agricultural use, or when there is a change in the status of ownership. The information from the AFIDA is used to prepare an annual report to the President and Congress on the effect of foreign land holdings on family farms and rural communities in the United States. Assistance in completing the report can be obtained from your local FSA office. Contact the Richland County FSA office at 608-647-8874, extension 2, or visit farmers.gov. State Senator Brad Paff announced that Emma Duell of Lafarge High School has been accepted to the 2024 Senate Scholar Program. This week-long intensive program allows high school juniors and seniors from around the state of Wisconsin to learn more about the legislative process at the state capitol. Throughout the week, Senate scholars meet with legislators, legislative support agencies, legislative staff, the governor's staff, a Supreme Court justice, the media,
media, lobbyists, and many others who work in the Capitol. When the Senate is on the floor, Senate scholars staff the session under the direction of the Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Office. Their activities culminate in a mock legislative hearing on a bill that the Senate scholars have drafted. At the Capitol in Madison, the abortion debate is far from over. We can expect a bill from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who wants to keep the discussion going.
I don't believe in abortion. Other people want abortion up until birth. So there's got to be some kind of a compromise in the middle.
Voss proposes a statewide ballot referendum to prohibit abortions past 12 to 15 weeks.
The law right now is 20 weeks, so I'd like it to be less than that. Some people want it to be zero. That would be my preference, but that is probably not a political reality in Wisconsin. So why don't we focus on what can be done, how many babies we can save.
Governor Tony Evers calls any effort to restrict abortion access a non-starter.
No, absolutely not. I've always said whatever the state had in place the day before Dobbs went down the tubes, that's where we should be, and that's where we are now.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin resumed abortion services up to 20 weeks after a Dane County judge ruled an 1849 state law did not prohibit consensual abortions. A Wisconsin judge has ruled that state law does not allow the use of mobile absentee voting sites, siding with Republicans who had challenged Racine's use of a voting van that traveled around the city in 2022. Republicans opposed the use of the van, the only one of its kind in Wisconsin, saying its use was against the law, increased the chances of voter fraud, and was used to bolster Democratic turnout. The Democratic National Committee joined with Racine and state election officials in defending the use of the van, but the judge ruled late Monday that there is no authority in state law for such mobile voting sites. A major battery manufacturer announces the closure of a second Southern Wisconsin plant. That in the news today from WRCO. A letter sent by Energizer to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development states that the layoffs will be permanent, with the first wave of them starting on March 5th for the Energizer plant in the city of Portage. The company says in the letter the layoffs will continue through the following months until the plant closes in December. Last October, Energizer announced the closure of their plant in Fenimore, which will leave another 172 of the company's employees out of work when that facility shuts down in September. The brain room for the Brewers ballpark is getting filled up. Governor Tony Evers has put out the names of the first seven members of a new 13-person baseball park district for American Family Field. The new board lineup includes six appointees by the governor, with two from a list provided by the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. New technology developed in Wisconsin could help doctors detect developmental disorders before a baby is born. The University of Wisconsin in Madison says it's currently focusing on autism, ADHD, and other disorders that aren't usually diagnosed until later. A reminder for today, following yesterday's snowstorm, you can still celebrate National Blood Donor Month by making a donation at the Richland Center Blood Drive for the American Red Cross. The blood drive will be held today from 11:30 until 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. Making and keeping appointments can help safeguard the national blood supply. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That is 1-800-733-2767. The Wisconsin Department of Justice, DOJ, Division of Criminal Investigation, is continuing to investigate an officer-involved critical incident that began in the city of Monona that occurred on the evening of January 1st. At approximately 9 o'clock, Monona Police Department Sergeant Adam Knockreiner, with nearly 21 years of law enforcement experience, initiated a traffic stop of a suspicious vehicle for reckless driving at Nichols and Monona Drive and the vehicle fled. Dane County Sheriff Sergeant Jonathan Matz, with 11 years of law enforcement experience, deployed a tire deflation device during the pursuit. The vehicle crashed near the intersection of Femrite Drive and Buckeye Road in the town of Cottage Grove. The three occupants of the fleeing vehicle, Richard Lamar Nelson, age 30, Ajay Monier Ray, 19, and Aaron Javon Willis, age 30, were all killed in the crash. Involved law enforcement were not injured. The Monona Police Department and Dane County Sheriff's Office squad cars are equipped with dashboard cameras. The involved law enforcement have been placed on administrative duty per agency policy. DCI is leading the investigation of the officer-involved critical incident with assistance from the Wisconsin State Patrol, a DCI crime response specialist, and members of DCI's digital evidence unit. All involved law enforcement are fully cooperating. DCI is continuing to review evidence and determine the facts of the incident and will turn over investigative reports to the Dane County District Attorney when the investigation concludes. The Wisconsin State Patrol's January Law of the Month encourages all Wisconsinites to learn about human trafficking and help stop the crime in our state. Human trafficking is a felony crime that involves the use of force or threats for sexual exploitation or labor. Traffickers manipulate their victims through force, fraud, and coercion, and also use psychological tactics to maintain control. Trafficking is often a hidden crime that happens in urban and rural communities across the country, including in Wisconsin. All state patrol officers are trained in recognizing the basic indicators of human trafficking, the questions to ask, the options to help connect a victim with available social services. During National Human Trafficking Prevention Month in January, the state patrol will join the Commercial Vehicle Alliance of Human Trafficking Awareness Initiative. This week through January 12th, officers will connect with commercial motor vehicle drivers and provide educational materials to let them know what to do if they suspect someone is being trafficked. All Wisconsinites can have an impact to prevent human trafficking. Recognizing key indicators of trafficking can help save a life. These would be signs that someone is vulnerable, a sudden or dramatic change in behavior, becoming disconnected from family, friends, or community organizations, signs of mental or physical abuse, or also basic needs being deprived, indication of being coached on what to say or not in control of their own decisions. If you encounter a situation you suspect is human trafficking, do not approach anyone involved. Gather as much information as possible and contact the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 1-888-373-7888 or text HELP or INFO to 233-733. If there is immediate danger, call 911. Read more about the indicators of human trafficking and find other resources in Wisconsin on the Wisconsin DOT webpage.
Hello friends, it's Ellie from Chex. We are excited to be a supplier for Next Level Super Premium Dog Food. We have a variety of dog food fit for every dog's nutritional needs. Stop down today and let us share with you the benefits of Next Level Dog Food. And as always, you're looking good today.
Here are today's vital statistics. Patricia Jean Moore, 95, of Gays Mills, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held this morning at 11:30 at the Vasatag Funeral Home in Gays Mills. Friends may call at the Vasatag Funeral Home today from 10 until the service time at 11:30. Burial will be at the Gays Mills Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of your choice in Pat's memory. Patricia Jean Moore, 95, of Gays Mills. Eleanor Irene Penny Zychek, age 95, died Sunday at Maplewood Nursing Home in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretta. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of the mass at 10:30. Burial will be held at the Sextonville Cemetery Friday at 1:45. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. For Eleanor Irene Penny Zychek, age 95. And in birth news from the Richland Hospital, Jamie Straka and Jason Whelan had a son, Javen Cam.